Welcome to the weekly insurance news wrap with me, Paige Estratori, on behalf of Financial Services Online. We have four pertinent stories to address today. We start with a critical cautionary tale that reminds us all of the importance of ensuring that our insurance policies are current. An individual who was a longtime car insurance customer with IAG learned the hard way that his policy had lapsed 5 years ago after his claim for a damage following a collision on April 26 was denied. The customer was under the impression he had missed no renewal reminders, having a clean record for 18 years with timely renewals. However, IAG demonstrated records of a renewal notice sent in March 2019. Coverage was expired long after the legally required 14-day notice period stipulated by the Insurance Contracts Act of 1984. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority found no evidence of mail disruption and confirmed policy expiry. This case underscores the urgency for policyholders to keep a tab on renewal dates. Now to a positive development from AME, a Suncorp subsidiary who recently launched an innovative rewards program for safer driving. Accessible through their mobile app, the program provides valuable feedback to drivers on improving their skills. Interestingly, since the inception of the initiative in 2022, this program has resulted in a 39% improvement in safety scores among users. The app resembles gaming, naturally driving users to lift their driving safety standards. Collaborating with the State Insurance Regulatory Authority of New South Wales, AME is focusing on the improvement of young drivers' skills, bringing technology in the service of safety education. Turning now to concern mounting among young working adults, a recent report revealed an alarming 732% surge in total and permanent disability claims among 30 to 40-year-olds within a decade, with mental health ailments posing as the major trigger. Jointly released by the Council of Australian Life Insurers and KPMG, Australia's mental health checkup highlighted mental health represents 36% of total claims. Most alarmingly, the average age of claimants is progressively falling, and men are 59% more inclined to quit work due to mental health. This development raises grave concerns for individuals, our economy, and support systems, calling for the reinforcement of preventive measures and upliftment of mental well-being. Lastly, a problematic case in Western Australia warrants our attention. A bakery owner in Spencer Park, Albany, allegedly set her own business premises on fire to fraudulently claim a considerable insurance payout. The October 12th fire estimated damages around $955,000. Legal proceedings are ongoing, with the owner facing charges of criminal damage by fire and fraud. This instance reaffirms the continuous challenge of insurance fraud, impacting premiums across the nation, and the necessity for stringent claim validation within our industry. That's all from this edition of the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. Do stay vigilant and safe. For more information on personal and business insurance, visit the Financial Services Online website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estratori signing off. See you next week.